Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We haven't complained in a while, and so it starts to bubble over, and it bubbles over in many forms. We either start to drink more, do more drugs, lash out at fellow employees.
Wow.
So it was suggested by management, therapists, and others in our personal circles that we do a little wine line.
Yeah. Could you guys do a wine line and let people vent?
And let you want to start? Because you said, all you said to me was, yours is little and you think it might be your fault.
It might be us.
Your wine, buddy? What's wrong?
I like to blame the inanimate object. You know, a while ago I was having problems with the dishwasher. We weren't on a speaking terms.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, now it's my ice maker and my frigidator. We're not doing too well. We're not getting used to each other's patterns and stuff. Because every single time I use the ice maker, I let it stop. It stopped. No more ice. I pull my glass away. Oh, yeah. There's that one that hides, that one that works, that one that waits. Oh. And so it falls then onto the floor, and it's all over the floor now. Mm. It used to be a couple of pieces. I'm down to one.
Oh, you're down to one.
I'm down to one.
So you've learned to stop. Like six cubes before
there we
you,
go.
You,
like right,
I need
yes.
at least six more cubes.
Yeah, I got to back time the ice. Yes, that's. But inevitably, no matter how I pull that glass away, there's maybe a chip, a sliver, or a solid piece.
I just want to, my wine line is, I bought a foreclosed house that was a mansion. It has a sub-zero refrigerator in it.
Yeah.
And I have to reach inside to get my damn ice.
Whoa, what? What?
You
have to open the door?
I don't know. Yes.
And then you use your hand to what?
Yes. And here, can I tell you, this is the worst part in the world. This is not my actual wine line today, but the same thing happens to me, and it's entirely my fault. I have to open my freezer, open a drawer, reach my hand in.
Right.
I grab like six cubes, and then like two of them do that dry ice stick thing to my hand. And it's like I bring my hand, I was like, ka-ka! And then they shatter on the floor. And it's like I just wanted like not tepid water.
That's it.
And now I have a 6-minute floor cleaning
a
project
situation. Now
I just want cold water.
And there's nothing I hate than getting down on all four, chasing little ice chips around. Where'd you go? Because if I don't find you, we're going to be...
And here's the thing. You never find them all.
Right.
And you're like,
yes.
I'm fine. Later on that night,
yes.
You come walking downstairs in your socks and you're like...
there's that...
Can I say that there are a lot of medical things that could go wrong with me that I'd be more good with than a wet sock.
And that's just that little wet spot.
Oh,
just that spot of the sock. Yeah. It's like, son of a...
So my wine line right now, the first thing that pops into my mind when I have to... I just spent some time with my family in a hotel. And when you spend every waking moment with people, you start to realize something. I have that disease. It's not a disease. It's that thing where once you notice something, you can't unnotice it. You know what I'm talking about?
In fact, you just dwell on it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I never noticed that certain people chew like... But when once you notice that a person chews like that, then you can't, I can never eat dinner with them again. Cause it's like, oh my God, they do the more than one member of my family.
Uh-oh.
Don't lift their feet when they walk.
Oh, they shluffle.
They do the, I don't know if you can hear it on the radio, but it's like, no, you can't. It's like,
wait, I got to see this.
It's
now,
like when they're wearing flip flops, it's like,
oh yeah. Pick up your feet and set them down.
It's like they're telemark skiing. You know what I'm talking about? Where you're just lifting the back of your...
Yeah.
Like, and so we're walking all over this hotel the whole time. And I start noticing one of them do it. And I start noticing another one do it. And I'm like... And I made the suggestion several times to pick up your feet. But they didn't pick up their... Now, Like, I can't.
That's their gate. That's their.
But now I can't. I go to the mall and I notice everyone doing it. Oh. I am now. I understand.
You're the police.
I have to go into hiding because all I can hear is people who don't lift up their feet.
Oh,
I absolutely understand where you're coming from because my daughter does the same thing, but it's with tissues. She will not get a tissue. She will sit there and like sniffle her snot for like 15 minutes until finally I'm like, just go get a tissue. And now I notice when every person does it and it drives me insane.
And you want to tell them or you just want to like remove yourself
you
from
have
them?
To.
So I got to know, is it a kid learning the behavior from another parent in your family or is it the children that have picked up on it? Or
well, this is about to get weird.
I'll tell you. Do we have to take a break? Is it time?
We've got time here. Sorry, buddy.
It's probably my fault.
Okay.
It could be.
All right.
But I'm just going to, what I guess my whine is that I need to know how to go back to not
dwelling on that.
Yes.
You can't.
I know.
Yeah. It's going to be with you forever now. Maybe not to the degree it is now. It may like lessen itself,
Steve,
but no.
I'm telling you, I walked into a Walmart just today just to pick up a couple little things on my way to work. Just walked in and at that, like, four aisles over, I hear somebody doing it, and I'm like, oh my God.
You want to go over there?
Yes!
Stop it! Pick up your
face. I want to walk over and show them like the Nazi two-step and go, walk
see,
like this!
Pick up your... You know what? I'm going to be cognizant of my gait now. You know what? That sounds like fun.
No.
It's a lazy way to walk. I like it.
You will. The other thing is then you're going to have static electricity all the time.
Oh,
I get paranoid of that.
That's right.
Because, like, I've said this before, Costco, I don't know why, but when I go into Costco or Sam's Club, I'm not, like, warehouse. If you drag your feet in those places, something about it makes your cart shock you every time you touch
really?
It.
Really? That's annoying as
yes!
heck. Yeah.
So it's like...
You don't want that, especially when you go fill gas. You're all like,
oh, yeah.
Right?
Just, yes!
Pick up your feet!
Did you have another one other than your daughter?
I do. Mine is change in the car. And here's my deal, is for some reason, the change little, like, receptacle in my center console, when they built my car, they made it, I don't know, able to fit like four dimes in it.
Oh, and I get, that's not a change then.
I have way more change than that. But here's my little rub with it is lately, I don't know why, every time I go somewhere and I stop at like Starbucks drive through or something to get coffee, they'll say, your change is, or your total's 472. And I'll go to dig out and I will get up to 71 cents. And then I go to get that last penny. And every time it falls down in the crack in between the seat. And then I'm spending half an hour in the drive through lane, like trying to reach around into the back seat and dig it out.
No, you do.
I'm tired of change. I'm just tired of change.
You
and I'm tired of all
it.
Yes,
it just weights you down
I'm
when
done.
You walk. It gets in the way. It's annoying. Yeah.
I'm just done with change.
Yeah.
Can I tell you about the Starbucks app?
Yeah, I know, but...
Oh, you avoid all that?
Your coffee's already ready for you when you get there, and it's just like, bloop, you've already paid.
Yeah, I get that, but I'm kind of too lazy for that, too. I don't know.
Oh, God, you'd rather dig in between your seats for a penny?
I guess, but I'm done with it. I'm done.
Your wine line is you want to change the form of currency. Like,
yes,
you're doing
please.
Little things. Like, I want some people to walk different, but you want the form of currency in the United States of America to change.
Yes.
It's round.
That's not too much to ask.
Even numbers. Just make everything even.
Right.
Let's get rid of this change.
I'm actually okay with that. If we go even numbers and we just give the change to charities, and every time it hits an even number for them, they get to take a withdrawal.
Boom.
They can never take pennies out.
I like that.
Oh my God, we solved something.
Wow, look at us.
Huh. All right, well, here's what we're doing for you right now. If you have something, anything in the world, it can be about traffic, it can be about airlines, it can be about Steve.
Okay.
Or me, mostly me. It can be about ice cubes, apparently. If there's something you got to get off your chest, you want to whine about it, we're opening up the wine line. Helene?
Yeah.
Yay. Wine line.
Oh, give me a break. These people that walk so slowly everywhere. Now, I'm not talking about anyone who is unable to walk more slowly. Speedily. I'm talking about perfectly abled people who crawl along and get right in front of you and walk like turtles. They spread out. You can't pass them without looking like
that.
You're the jerk.
You're right, because they're all...
And they crawl along.
Yes, and they're next to each other. They take up the whole space and you can't get around.
And they're oblivious.
Yep. This has been a whine of mine for years, and it bears its ugly head in the holidays, but it's people who are not situationally aware and don't.
Yes.
It's what you're talking about. They can be walking slow. I don't care if you're walking slow or fast, but be aware that you're in a crowd of people.
Thank you.
And if you found something interesting and you want to stop at this moment,
keep in mind,
and not everybody did want to stop.
Yeah.
So then you stop, then I have to like I bump into you, turn around as if I've like done something to you. And it's like, well, I was in the flow of things.
Right.
And you changed that.
Yes.
So you need to learn the acceleration, deceleration, lane concept when you're walking as well. It's like, oh,
exactly.
Wait, there's Victoria's Secret. I want to look in there. I'm going to walk at this pace towards that. And once I feel like I'm clear of people,
then
I can stop.
You know what?
Exactly.
I apply the rules of driving apply to like walking in a mall.
They do.
Stay to the right.
Stay to the right.
Stop going against the flow.
Yep. There's people on the wrong side of the mall. And
all
you're like a salmon. And I just want to I want to be the grizzly bear and eat them. I'm like, oh, you know how you're swimming against a stream? Like, this is what happens to the people who do that.
Yes. You get.
And I want to eat their neck.
I love that.
And cook them on a nice cedar plank.
Oh, wow.
Please
just
do.
Pan seared or plank seared. And yeah.
They just like smoked maybe.
Oh, that's not bad.
It would be good. All right. Thank you, Helene. Walkers is her. Teresa?
Yay.
What's your wine line?
I can't take it anymore. People sitting at green lights while they're reading their text and texting people.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm going to say this. I think the law that says, or the laws that are being proposed, not every state, not every city has it, that don't text and drive. I think people perceive that as don't text while your car is in motion.
Yes, that's
but
what they do.
It should be don't text when you're in your car, because then you're going to miss stuff.
Thank you. If you're stopped, if you're moving, doesn't matter. Put it down. What'd you used to say? Hang up and drive.
Yes. But
yeah, I actually made a cling and put it on the back of my car. And you'd think people would pay attention, but they don't.
I think the other part of this is, if you're a person who's going to stop at a red light and text, then you have to, if you're going to do that, thicken your skin enough that you're okay with me honking at you when the light's been green.
No. They'll flip you up.
Like, what? What do you mean, what?
Exactly.
The light changed.
You're in the wrong, dude.
You're in the wrong.
Yeah, you're flipping me. Oh,
I know. But the other thing is, and this is another one of my wine lines, honking is not an insult, people. If somebody honks at you, that doesn't mean that the man is not F you. It can be
hey,
oh my God, somebody's about to jump onto your car.
Or
it can be, your car's on fire. It doesn't mean what you think it means.
You know, I was told the effective way is a lot of people like to. Supposed to go. Burr, 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 burr.
No.
You're supposed to do it fast, repetitive. That will annoy the person the most. They did tests
I'm
on this.
I'm not doing it to be annoying.
True.
I just want to go like.
The attention
hey.
To move. It's time to go. But then when they don't, now I want to be annoying.
Yeah, well, if you're going to go.
Yep.
If you've heard anyone doing that, just turn around and wave and say, yeah, I stand.
No!
I'll give you his phone number so you can text him while making him wait longer. Jesus, man, you are fired up about this.
For Wine Line, yeah.
Sandra?
Yay.
Wine Line.
I hate when people's hoodies, when their hood is not. It's inside out when it's not properly sitting on their back. It takes a couple seconds to put on your hoodie and fix your hood.
You actually have to, like, people who just, if you're going to own a hoodie, you got to understand you have to put the hood part on every day, every time you put it on. If you just assume it's hanging right, it's
not. Right.
You have to drape it like you're the Emperor in Star Wars and then push it
back. Set it back so it sets back.
Exactly. Yes. And people don't understand that.
I'll look in the mirror and I'll stand to the side to see to make sure it's not inside. Because I'm like you. If I see an inside out hoodie, I want to go correct it.
But don't ever do that.
Oh, go up to a stranger.
It's weird to touch another person's hoodie. I don't know why.
I'm doing your hoodie.
Right. I'm just saying it's kind of. I think I'd rather have my butt grabbed than somebody mess with my hoodie. I don't know why, but because it's attached to my throat
a little bit.
And
it yanks,
you know what? My other, and this is not, I don't hate this as much, but if one of your hoodie strings is longer than the other.
Yes. No. Equally have to be.
You have to put it up.
Yes.
Pull it tight and then hold both of them and pull your hoodie straight back out and then lay it gently back on your. Thank you, Sandra. You're not alone on the hoodie. Hoodie hatred. Matt.
Yeah.
Wine Line.
Hey, man. So I just wanted to whine about being single in your mid-20s. It kind of sucks because, you know, when I was in, freshman year in high school and towards the middle of high school and everything like that, it was kind of easy to date. You know, finding a girlfriend really wasn't that big of a deal. But now that they're all grown up and they went to college and got out of college, it seems like all they want to do is
you know, have fun and chill and hang out and drink and, you know, just like have a good time. No one's really ready to settle down, which is,
are you ready to, you're in your 20s and you want to settle down?
Yeah, I'm 25. Yeah, and I'm ready to settle down. I feel like that was like the ripe age to settle down and get a house and, like, you know, like think about marriage, like when you're closer to 30 and stuff like that.
That is so weird because women are the opposite. Just like you said, Matt, they're not looking to get settled down and get married. They want to have fun and do careers and travel, everything but be committed now.
Don't you find it weird that we got a 25-year-old dude who doesn't,
wants to be... Yeah.
So your wine is you want more 25-year-old. You're going to have to go after 40-year-old women if you want that. I mean, I'm not.
Yeah, basically, because I swear, every single woman who I approach in like a bar environment, which isn't the best place, I understand that. But, you know, or any woman in general who I approach who seems, you know, like they're around my age, they tell me they're not looking for any sort of commitments right now.
They just want to have fun.
You know, exactly. In high school, it was so simple. You know what I mean? You talk to a girl for a little while and then bam, you're in a relationship basically. And it could last all the way up until high school ends. But after that,
you're kind of making me sad, dude.
Yeah.
Let's find Matt a forever girl.
Matt.
Oh, thank you for the line, dude.
Yeah, Matt.
Michelle.
Yay.
Oh no. Okay. I'm going down for this mine line.
Slacker, I love you. I really do. But whenever you answer anyone's call on the air, you always do the, Michelle, Brad.
Okay.
Right before the name.
Can I tell you the truth? It's become habit for sure. But there's a very specific reason why it started. When you answer a phone on a radio station, and I don't know if you could, what all did you hear before you heard us? You heard like the radio station on hold, you heard songs or whatever, and then there's like a before it comes to us, right?
Well, there's a bing, and then it goes.
So the when I was calling radio stations when I was young, it was like a, and now it's a bing. I am normally saying during the bing,
yes,
because I found, and if you'll listen to the days where I don't say if I just say Michelle, there's just dead space and it's like Michelle and they're like, oh, yai.
Yes.
So I say during the bing so you have time for me to hear your voice, and I get that it sucks and I get that I sound like I've had a head injury, but I can't stop it because I'm always like, how do I stop it?
I love it, and I've gotten used to it. I'm sure all the listeners have as well. So keep doing it.
Oh, Michelle. I swear that is really the reason, though.
Everyone's name is Michelle.
Now I can't take another call.
You know what? Everyone's going to be paying attention and listening for it. They're going to be waiting for it. If you don't do it, then it's like,
because it's just like the shuffling of the feet thing. Now that you've pointed it out, Michelle.
Yeah, you're going to know.
This show is now ruined because people aren't going to hear any of the content. None of the topics we talk about. All they're going to hear that. Oh. Way to take down an empire today.
Thanks, Aunt Michelle.
Thanks, Aunt Michelle. Dude, what? We are supposed to be partners.
I know. I'm glad they called. They always called me out. I didn't get it this time.
If you'd like to complain about anything else, for example, Steve.
What?
Or any of the things he says.
Steve.
We'll take more of your comments over on the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.